Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
I like that one. Had some enthusiasm to it. Danielle from Pittsburgh, good morning.
Good morning.
You are a homemaker, correct?
Yes.
Ugh, nice. So hard. So hard.
It is. It's one of the hardest jobs there is.
It's very lonely.
To make a home?
No,
I know. Well, I was the construction guy all day long.
I have four children, so it's seems definitely like, not lonely.
Well, lonely
you
from
are
like,
a construction worker with four children?
I mean, lonely in that you don't get a lot of adult interaction sometimes.
Maybe the title should be homekeeper.
Okay.
There you go. Domestic engineer.
Oh, there we go.
There you go. I like that.
There you go.
All right, Danielle, will you kick Katie out of the studio for us, please?
All right, Katie, can you get out?
You got it.
Danielle, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. The jackpot is $40, but if you tie, Katie gets the win. Oh, also, wait a minute. Hold on. Where'd the sheets
go? Hold on.
We have, just for playing today, we're going to kick down a $100 Amazon gift card.
Uh-oh.
Thanks to, Kevin, help me out with this. There's a lot of words on here. What am I reading? Thanks to the CW and starting Sunday, Supergirl at 8 o'clock on CW 31. Oh, Kevin, you're gonna have to rewrite that because there's way too much on there. All right, Gavin, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Danielle, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Question one: actor Mark. Ruffalo recently pitched an idea to the president of Marvel Studios to have them make a Hulk versus Wolverine movie. What actor played Wolverine for 17 years?
3 seconds.
I don't know.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Pass. Oh. I have no idea.
Question two. Sources are saying that Jillian Huff and Gabrielle Union are out as judges on America's Got Talent. Speculation believes they were working in a toxic culture and that included inappropriate jokes and constant notes about their appearance. Who are the two male judges on America's Got Talent?
Simon Cowell and I don't know his last name.
Three seconds. Three, two.
I don't.
One.
Okay. Question three. Singer,
than it seems.
Question three. Singer Kid Rock went on a drunken rant about Oprah on stage during a show over the weekend in Nashville that required him to be forcibly removed from the stage. Kid Rock is from what state? Is it Michigan, Ohio, or Texas?
Texas.
Question four. On this day in 1997, Good Will Hunting premiered in theaters. The movie is about a troubled math genius from South Boston who would go on, and the movie would go on to win Best Original Screenplay at the Oscars. Name the best friend duo that starred, wrote, and directed the movie that propelled them into Hollywood stardom.
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
And question five. Former Papa John's CEO John Shatner said that he's eaten 40 Papa John's pizzas in the last 30 days and believes that they are no longer making them the way he made them. Let's say he eats two pizzas per day. How many pizzas would he eat in 54 days?
$108.
Katie! Here she is.
Here she is.
Here she is.
All right, Katie, you're going for your 331st win today.
Yes, I am.
And if you want a behind the scenes of Are You Smarter Than Katie, we're doing it live right now on our Instagram Live. If you want to follow us at End1065. Question one, actor Mark Ruffalo recently pitched an idea to the president of Marvel Studios to have them make a Hulk versus Wolverine movie. What actor played Wolverine for 17 years?
Hugh Jackman.
Correct.
Wow, 17 years.
Yeah. Huh.
Question two. Sources are saying that Gillian Huff and Gabrielle Union are out as judges on America's Got Talent. Speculation believes they were working in a toxic culture that included inappropriate jokes and constant notes about their appearance. Who are the two male judges on America's Got Talent?
Currently?
Yes. 3 seconds.
I want to say...
Three.
It's... Oh, my God,
two.
America. Okay, okay, I know it. It's...
One.
Howie Mandel and Howard Stern. Is it Pierce Morgan and Simon Cowell? Because if it is, I'm going to be pissed.
Howie Mandel and Simon Cowell.
Howie Mandel will never leave that. It's the easiest job in the world.
Right. Stern was on it in the beginning.
Oh, my God. Who's on X Factor?
I don't even know what X Factor is.
Okay. Question three. Singer Kid Rock went on a drunken rant about Oprah on stage during a show over the weekend in Nashville that required him to be forcibly removed from the stage. Kid Rock is from what state? Is it Michigan, Ohio, or Texas?
Michigan.
Correct.
Poor Michigan.
I know, they're doing the best they can.
Question four, on this day in 1997, Good Will Hunting premiered in theaters. The movie about a troubled math genius from South Boston would go on to win the best original screenplay at the Oscars. Name the best friend duo that starred, wrote, and directed the movie that propelled them to Hollywood stardom.
Matt Damon and, oh my God, nobody talk.
Oh my God, 3 seconds.
Ben Affleck.
Oof, that was scary.
Ooh, that
scared me.
Wow.
They did not direct it, by the way.
Oh. All right, and question five. Former Papa John's CEO, John Shatner, said that he's eaten 40 Papa John's pizzas in the last 30 days and believes that they are no longer making them the way that he made them.
Less racism.
Let's say he eats 2 pizzas per day. How many pizzas would he eat in 54 days?
108.
Whoa!
Wow!
Whoa! Wow!
Boy!
I do not want you to be impressed by my simple, simple, simple math.
Don't you tell me what I'm allowed to be impressed by!
All right. Today's final score, Danielle 2, Katie 4. Katie with the win.
Unbelievable.
Man.
Unbelievable.
All right. Good job, Katie.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He said the problem, and the second he was done, you had an answer.
Man, look at me.
Man.
Me and every third grader on the planet.
Every third grader.
Banging out that their dues times tables.
All right, we'll add $20 to the jackpot, $60 when we play again tomorrow. Her record, 331 wins and 61 losses. Danielle, I am sorry. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I am not smarter than Katie.
You probably are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.